Well, here we are once again. It's 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe, and this is the Dubious Praying Mantis Committee, a show that airs every single day, blah, blah, blah. So I'm out looking for praying mantises. I'm sitting in my car. Let's get out of the car here. And I am, of course, in one of my favorite praying mantis hunting spots. I'm at Heron Haven. Let me lock my car here. I hear squirrels yakking at me. I see butterflies flying around. And what else? Somebody just pulled into the parking lot, but it is not Heron Haven Girl. It's a little warmer today, but that's probably good for finding our dudes. It's partly cloudy. I don't know how much I'm gonna wanna be hanging out in the sun, but so far so good. I'm slowly approaching the big patch of grass where we'd like to find our dudes. I'm seeing hoppers. Hoppers are jumping away from me. And I'm staring at the ground, making sure that I don't step on any of our mantisy friends, because I have spotted them on the ground here. But as of right now, I do not see any. I think I'm going to start over at this end. Actually, we should probably go look on the wall. But anyway, so here we are, staring at grass and grass leaves, looking for those elusive big bugs that we like so much. What did I do last night? Oh, I got up super late today. It's well afternoon. And that's because I stayed up late last night watching the Malaysian Grand Prix. And it was great. And it was sort of strange because, once again, Lewis Hamilton did not win. And right when I thought it was going to be mathematically impossible for me to win my fantasy F1 league against my cat, Lewis Hamilton's car blows up and he's out of the race. Wow. Oh, I see some movement. No. What I see is a grasshopper on a blade of grass here. Okay. So we're still looking. Up, oh, here we go. Right here. I knew it wouldn't be long. Hi, buddy. You know what? And I recognize this guy. This guy has, like some bites or something taken out of his wing casings. And I remember seeing him a few days ago. So, we have a confirmation that I am finding the same insects over and over again. And this guy, he's slowly kind of crawling away from me. Hiding. Okay, so the official count is one. We've got one mantis. And it's our... I don't want to say injured. He's moving around fine. He's just a little, you know, battle-worn. I don't know who they get into fights with, but... This guy's been in battle. Alright, so let's keep going here. See who else we can find. This guy, he's pretty tricky. Since he's so straw-colored and everything, he's hanging out over where there's this clump of dead grass. And he's very well camouflaged. So hopefully he won't get attacked again. I don't know who attacked him. Maybe it was a bird. Do birds eat mantises? Presumably. Alright, so... we're still looking. Wait, what's this down here? Is this somebody? No, that's just another leaf that looks very much like a mantis. And that's why they win the camouflage game. And speaking of games... when I left my house, the Big Ten Network was showing a condensed replay of the Nebraska football game from this weekend. I think they played Illinois. I didn't watch it. I mean, I had it on when it was running live. And I was in and out doing stuff with my cat, doing computer stuff, and I think Nebraska. Ooh, I think I found another one. Yes, yes, I did. Here's another mantis. Oh, and he's being very, very tricky. Because this guy's also. Wait, is this. You know what? I think this is an immature female. I'm not sure, though. This guy's got the big abdomen of a female, but it's not totally green. This guy is very dead grassy looking. And he's hiding in there among the dead grass. See if I can see what he's staring at. Is there somebody down there? Okay, the official count is two. Two praying mantises. Yeah, man, I am winning today. Win, win, win. Got two mantises. Hooray. Okay, so I'm still looking. Because we need to have a record day. I need to take some pictures of all these mantises. Mantis, mantis, you're so awesome. You know, one of the things I think I like about. Ooh, what was that? Somebody made a squeaky noise down in there. Yeah, there's a bug in here somewhere. Probably something that goes zzz, zzz. Kind of sounds like a cicada. But they're hiding way down in the grass. Here's some grass that's been knocked over as if a marmot has walked through here. It's interesting. There is a marmot den over here. There's a lot of stomped down grass. Okay, so come on, mantises. I think one of the reasons I like mantises so much is because they move slow. They move so slowly that they can't possibly be a threat. Even though they're big, you know, you can run away from them. Run, run, run. If you're so inclined. And you would be able to escape because they don't have any speed. Until they're flying, of course. You're going to be unlikely to run away from them if they're flying. But although they can fly pretty fast, I don't think they can fly very accurately. I'm not too sure. I've never seen, you know, precision flying. From a mantis. Whenever they're flying, they're always sort of helicoptering around, brrr, making so much noise, like a rattle trap. Alright, well, maybe we need to take another step to the left here. Kind of thinking there might be mantis in this den. This is a den that we have seen being used as a birthing den. We have seen baby mantis here plenty of times. But this is not baby mantis season. So it's most likely an adult mantis running around in here. Here's something weird. What is this? Hey! What? Is this a snake? What? I can't tell what I'm seeing. Have I found another snake? Or what? No, that is not a snake. It is actually just a vine. But it looks strangely like a snake. Or I imagine snakes try to look very much like this vine for protective camouflage. I have found snakes in here before. And so that's what I was hoping. Because we like snakes. Snakes are nice. Snakes are our good buddies. And I know people who are afraid of snakes. And that's a fear that I just cannot fathom. Here's a grasshopper. Hi, hopper. I think the fear of snakes is completely stupid and irrational. Just because, how can you be afraid of a snake? I mean, it doesn't have any arms or legs. You know, it can't chase after you. I mean, it sort of can, but, you know, trust me, you're getting away. And, you know, snakes got no arms, got no hands. They cannot pull out a gun and start shooting you. Okay, you need hands and arms to operate firearms. And so a snake is no threat. It really isn't. I heard a funky sound behind me. Somebody's pulling into the parking lot. It is not Heron Haven Girl. Somebody in a red car. But let's not get distracted. Let's keep looking for our mantises. The official count so far has been 2. We're looking for a third. Did these jackasses just bring a dog out here? Some people can't read. There's signs everywhere that say no pets. Oh, I thought I saw something, but no, it was just another grasshopper moving. Where's my... Hey, here's a weird bug. I don't even know what kind of bug this is. Some kind of flying waspy type of bug who's sitting here on this blade of grass. So anyway, to reiterate, there's no reason to be afraid of snakes. And there's no reason to be afraid of praying mantises because they are so slow. And I am very speedy. Everyone can escape. Okay, so I'm going to move over here between these other two poles. Look at all this green grass. You know, you could... I was going to say, you could be staring right at them and you'd never see them. And right was about to say that, I noticed that I'm staring at one right here. Hey, buddy! Here's a nice male. A youngin'. He's a little small, he's a little bit skinny, and he's climbing up some blades of grass here to get a good look at me. Oh, he's very nice. He's about, 8 centimeters long. He's having a lovely day. Maybe we should take a picture of this guy. This does, of course, mean that the official count is now 3. We have found 3 praying mantises today. Turn on my camera. Put it in macro mode so I can get up close and take a picture of this guy. Gonna get right up on top of him here. Oh, he's kind of small, but he's nice. Oh, my camera doesn't want to focus on him. It's trying to focus on the grass instead. My camera can't tell the difference between a mantis and a blade of grass. Well, am I surprised? I probably shouldn't be. I can barely tell the difference. All right, but the count is now 3. 3 praying mantises. And we have tied our single day spotting record. I like this guy. He's nice. He's very fresh. He's having a fun time. And this is how you look for praying mantises. You just walk up to a clump of grass and you stand there for 10 minutes. And even if you don't see anything for 10 minutes, you keep looking because they are there. They're right in front of your face. You just can't see them because they're super camouflagey and you have to keep looking. And once you see one, then your eyes get sort of trained to know what to look for. And then that's good because then you will spot more. Then your brain has the picture imprinted in its mind and it has something to reference when it's looking for the spiky dudes. All right, so will we find another one? Will we find one more praying mantis to set a new record for spotting mantises on the dubious mantis committee? I'm hoping we find another one. We got some time. We got about 15 more minutes to find one more mantis. And my joints are a-poppin'. birds are chirping. And I'm very happy that the sun hasn't really come out. It's nice and shady. There's a slight breeze, but not much. And so I'm just sort of doing the Vietnam 1,000-yard stare, except it's the 1,000-centimeter stare.
Is what?
Because I'm looking into grass, and I'm trying to see past the surface or the canopy of the grass, trying to look down into the depths to find my mantis buddies. Maybe we should just move. Okay, we'll take up a new position overlooking a new clump of grass. And this grass right here is a slightly different kind. But behind me are the prairie grass plots. There's all kinds of different grass over there. Maybe we should be looking over there. What kind of grass does a praying mantis like the most? Now I gotta look at the ground so I can move. So I can take a step without accidentally stepping on anybody. I don't see anybody. Okay, so we're moving. Come on. Wait, what's this down here? Nope. Just a leaf that was partially eaten by a bug, and so it had the shape of a mantis. Mantises. They're so nice. Gonna change my angle here. I wonder if this den is being used by that black-tailed motte that we see around here. Could be. It looks like somebody's been moving through this grass. Okay, so I got a bug in front of my face, and it's not the bug I'm looking for. I'm sort of looking. Oh, there's a caterpillar on a blade of grass over there. I'm sort of looking further into the patch of grass. You know, a couple days ago, I saw one 3 meters away, and because he was perfectly in the sun, my camera managed to zoom in just right. And that's always good. I could stand up on this bench. I think I will. Will this help me or hinder me in any way? Okay, I'm now standing. And I've got a good... I'm standing on the bench and I've got a good vantage point looking straight down. And I can see into the marmot holes. I don't see any marmots, but... it doesn't mean there's nobody in there. Somebody could be in there hiding from me, scared of my voice, saying, hey, who's out there? I don't want to find out. So now I'm just sort of scanning the tops of all this grass, looking for my mantis buddies. I'm not seeing any, but I am looking, and I'm thinking that if we want to find another mantis or two, we should probably go over to the building. Look on the building and look in the bushes in front of the building. Alright, down from the bench I go. I'm moving away from my grass patch. Kind of wondering if we should go over here into the prairie grass plots to see if there's any mantises in here. I'm just turning around, and I'm going to just kind of check this area real quick. This stuff is all kind of blown over. Where's my mantises? Now let's see if we can find those ones that we've already found. Yeah, here's this guy. Here's our little buddy. Back over here. Hi, he's still climbing. He's getting some altitude. He's going to climb the tallest blade of grass so he can survey his kingdom. And the motorcycle toolboxes go by on Old Maple Road. Oh, the wind's blowing the grass. My guy's panicking a little bit. He's like, Okay, whew. He found himself a better grip, apparently. Oh, here comes another big wind. Uh-oh. Yeah, he's sort of wobbling on the grass, but he's still climbing. He's climbing up a little bit higher. You better stay down, dude, because the higher you get, the wobblier it's going to be. All right, so I'm going to move on. And didn't we see one right over here somewhere? Where was this one? I don't know. Yeah, like, wasn't there one, like, right over here? Where was that other buddy of mine? It was in some grass that looked like this. But maybe that wasn't the spot. The other guy is over here. The other guy is... Oh, yeah. Mr. Damage, Mr. Battle-Worn guy is right over here. Where's the other guy? Where's that other... Where's that? I think it was a young female. She had a big abdomen. Because apparently, mantises like big butts and they cannot lie. Well, I don't know. Let's head over here instead. Oh yeah, here's my other grass dude. Hi, buddy! Yeah, this is her right here. She's got the big abdomen. I was looking in the wrong spot. She's a little bit further over here. Okay, now I want to go look over at the building. So I'm gonna... Ow, that was my wrist. Head over here to the building and see what we got in the way of mantises hanging out. We gotta find one more to beat the record. I think the record for spotting them in one day is 3. So we are going to look for another one. And I suspect that we're going to find one down here. Because I have found some over here recently. So there's these big bushes. Oh, something just went flappity flump, zibbity zomp. Was that a big mantis? Something big is jumping around over here. And I'm looking in these bushes. There's all these plants up against the building. And the butterflies of them. Something is freaking out over here. Oh, what is this? Yes, we've got another mantis. Oh, and it's a big green female. Oh, she's very nice. She's got some spots on her wing cases. What's she looking at? She's on a little branch of one of these bushes. It's up against the wall. She's not on the wall exactly, but it's close enough to it. What is she looking at? I'm trying to follow her gaze, because she's either looking at food or she's looking at another mantis. And she's looking into the bush. I don't see anything. But then again, they're really hard to see. This is great. The official count is now 4. We have now set a new record for number of mantises in a single day. And I can't approach her to get a picture. Well, maybe I can kind of climb up here like this. Okay, hi lady, can I get close enough? I don't know if I'm close enough. But that was great because my camera wanted to focus right on her head. But I don't know if I was within macro range. I think I was. So maybe we'll have a decent picture there. It's a female. She's not huge, but... Oh, my goodness! And so I step down. I'm moving along to the next section of the wall. There's this big, big spider web. But then there's this butterfly sitting on this flower right in front of the spider web. And then guess who's on the wall back there? Yeah, that's right. Another mantis, and it's another female. Green wing casings and everything. Oh, and she's looking at me, and she's doing the praying hands business. She's got her arms praying. Oh, a butterfly just kind of spooked me. Tried to land in my face. So, well, yeah, I can't get a shot of that one. But she's all tweaked out. Is she looking at the butterfly? Is she looking at the spider? I don't know, but that's awesome. I'm not going to be able to get a shot of this one. Or maybe I can try to get it if I'm not in macro, try to get in a zoom in shot. See if that works out. All right, let's I wonder what was flopping around over there that made so much. That was big. That was not a grasshopper. I wonder if there's another big mantis down hiding and tucked back in there. I don't know. Okay, so I've moved on to the next section of the wall. And well, I'm not immediately seeing anything. But I'm not quite looking down in all the places. Yeah. Alright. See, now that once we get this far down the wall, there's different kinds of bushes. And apparently, the mantises don't like these bushes as much, because I don't see any hanging around here. Where are they? Oh, I got some hoppers. Oh, what a liar I am. What are we on? Number 6? Yes. I don't know what kind of bush this is, but there's little flowers. It looks like it might be some kind of mint, and there's little purple flowers. And here's a mantis right here. There's a beautiful male with brown wing casings, and he's just sitting here, and he's staring right at my ass. Hi, buddy. I'm going to take a picture of you. Oh, I am right up in his face. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And he must be hunting, because there's a grasshopper over here. Bugs are landing on me, little baby bugs. So what is this? What number are we up to? 6? The official count is now 6. 6 praying mantises in one day. I'm winning. And that's why we have dubious praying mantis committee. Should we keep moving down the wall here? Man, this is awesome. This place is just crawling with mantises. And lots of other bugs, of course. All the hoppers and lots of different moths, and there's ladybugs, and there's those Asian whatever beetles that look like ladybugs but are orange instead of red. They're like orangey bugs. They're like, you know, Northern Irish ladybugs. Did I say that out loud? So I'm still scanning all these plants, looking for mantises. We are on a mantis scan. Here's some tall type prairie grass. It's kind of the last planting here next to the wall. There could be some in this grass. They would be hard to find. When they're in grass, that's when they're the most difficult to find, because they look exactly like grass. Like that one guy over there, he was pretty easy to find because he did not look anything like the bushes he was walking through. But still, he was apparently pretending to be grass. Alright. I'm pretty much at the end of the building. And I'm looking at the grass from the side, wondering if there's any more dudes in here. There's some bushes over here too. Any mantises in these bushes? Apparently not. Alright, well, I guess that's good timing, because we might as well wrap this up. You know, my name's Tobe, and you've been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Praying Mantis Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to see if we set a new record. The new record is 6, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.